ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
In the spirit of football friendliness, on ABC Radio Canberra, we're learning more about the migrants from the countries that the Matildas are playing in the 2019 FIFA World Cup. In their final group stage game, the Matildas play the Reggae Girls. So I caught up with Kingston-born Cooma resident Omar Brown to find out what football and Jamaica mean to him.
We ask for, you know, where you want. You come here, son, I come ask people with Jamaican there, you know, just let them know, yeah, I'm Jamaican. I was born and bred in the garrison in Jamaica. My high school that I went to was literally about 2 minutes around the corner from Trenchtown, where they talk about Bob Marley and all of that stuff.
Is football a big part of being Jamaican?
Yeah, football is one of the biggest pastimes in Jamaica. It's massive. On a Sunday, you will always find a game of football somewhere, guaranteed. We play on the streets, five-a-side, and there's people from every different part of the community. And I actually crave that here. It's a sense of community. That's one of the things that I actually miss.
Was there a rough side to street football too?
Oh, yeah, you learn how to defend yourself. You most definitely growing up in the ghetto, because there'll be people that come and go, it's their turn. And you had to be standing up for yourself and going, nah. So I've been in a few fist fights. Haven't been in any since I've been in this country. But back home, that's what you do. You get in an argument, you solve it with your fist, and then you get on. Me and you will have a punch up and we sit down and eat from the same plate right after.
Any memorable football experiences in Jamaica?
I have got a painful one. We played for the church because having something to do with your pastime was very, very important. And the church used to have a youth fellowship. And you didn't have to go to the church to play for the team. You just had to attend the youth fellowship, which was on a Friday night. It's good social. And the lady that ran it, she knew how to speak to you and let you feel like you were someone. So she got to us in a way there. A lot of people couldn't because we respected her.
So who's she again?
Sister Morgan. She was the pastor's wife. Yeah, I remember her clearly. And that was my first, really, say, proper football side, was my church team. And we won every single game and lost in the final. We were beating teams 8-0, 9-0, 13, dominated the whole season.
In Australia, we call that choking. Was it a choke?
That's past choking. That's putting the noose around your neck. Because we were way better than the team. And we lost in sudden death, I think. One of our Christian friends is like, it's because you didn't come to church. God's giving you a beat. And we're like, yeah.
Omar, it sounds like football has given you a few lessons in life.
Yeah. I remember one year when my school got disqualified because they said the guy was over age. He wasn't. His mom brought his birth certificate and everything, but the school that they beat had way too much money and way too much influence. So they took away all our points and we had 3 games left that wouldn't have taken us to anywhere. But instead of giving up, we played and we were unbeaten. And there's this Bob Marley song that they play. Them I got tired, fizzy, we face. Comfortable when them a fight for me space. Them a fi draw a bad card. Draw a bad card, what does that mean? We're not giving up. You're going to see our faces until you're tired, till you give up. And you ask what it's taught me playing football in Jamaica. It's taught me to stand up for what you believe in, to fight for what you believe in. And not everything is about winning.
On ABC Radio Canberra and during the 2019 FIFA World Cup, you're listening to Jamaican-Australian Omar Brown, reflecting upon what football means to him. This is the first time that the Reggae Girls, the Jamaican women's national team, have qualified for the World Cup finals. When the Reggae Boys qualified for the 1998 World Cup, a national holiday was declared. I asked Omar what that meant to him and his homeland, and what it was like attending a game against Brazil, which was played in Kingston, Jamaica, not long after they qualified.
Sports does something to Jamaica, which makes it one of the most beautiful places. I remember watching Jamaica play Brazil, and we drew the game, we got to the World Cup. That's my top memorable moments because the whole stadium was yellow and green. Brazil's yellow and green. Jamaica's yellow and green was massive, massive.
What do you make of Jamaica's most famous athlete and one-time Central Coast Mariners footballer, Usain Bolt?
If I'm being honest, I never see Usain as a footballer. I would rather see him go and play cricket because he can play cricket. So I love Bolt and I'm glad that he got the opportunity to play. But because I love the game of football so much, I want someone to earn their place in a team. And my belief, if I'm being honest, if Bolt had went and tried out for the team as a no one, he probably wouldn't have made it. But as an athlete, he has never made me be prouder of being a Jamaican. When he broke all the records, I was wearing Jamaican colours running up and down the streets. I was just proud to be Jamaican when you mentioned Usain Bolt.
Is it something more than his running? What is it about Usain Bolt?
His charisma. Can't you see, like, if you remember, like, when he just won his race, no one kind of liked him. They're like, he's this cocky per-rare-rare, but no one knew his journey for him to get to that stage to be cocky. But once they got to know him, they're like, hold on a second, that's just him. That's just how Jamaicans are. They put the hard work in, they win, they're going to celebrate. And they're going to let you know that they're proud to be Jamaican and they're proud to be the winner.
What about women's football? The Women's World Cup is on. Is that a big deal?
It's getting there. Women's soccer in Jamaica has grown. And if I'm being honest with you, I actually didn't know it was that big that they qualified for the World Cup. So it's growing. And I feel like young women need that role model, especially in Jamaica. They need to realize that they have other stuff to do than chasing the boy that they think is fancy.
What should we know about the Jamaican women's national football team?
I'll just say to people, watch out. Your mama can't tell them when everybody just gets in the IP, look out, watch out, because the reggae girls coming, they might go win this thing without a doubt.
The Australian Matildas are about to play the Jamaican reggae girls.
We're going to beat them.
Wait. I've got to say, though, that your partner's Australian, your two daughters are half Australian, but you're going to definitely go for Jamaica?
100%. They'll have enough people going for Australia in Australia. I'm representing Jamaica.
And in the event that Jamaica scores a really superb goal against Australia, how are you going to react?
In Jamaica, they fire a lot of blanks.
What does firing blanks mean?
Okay. Yeah, so for instance, your team score, you're there, yeah, man, boop, 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 boop. Or you beat something down or you clap too fast. It's just making noise. Because Jamaica, we got the saying, we're little but we're talawa. We're a tiny little country, but don't underestimate a Jamaican in any circumstances.
That was Jamaican-Australian football fan Omar Brown. Nowadays, Omar owns and operates Mama's Jerk Chicken, a Jamaican food truck in Cooma. And he's participated in a Cooking for Cohesion program, which harnessed his passion for food to connect people across cultures.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.